Okay then, it's a very exciting day, isn't it? Welcome to Brothers Uncovered. That's my mate Ashley. That's Jordan, wrapped in plastic. And I'm Perry. Jordan's wrapped in plastic for a reason, because he lost the MBE last week.
Yep.
Would you like to reveal to everyone what that was?
I have to get slapped in the face with a fish.
With a fish?
Who's doing the slapping?
Not you. Not them meaty hands. You have the biggest hands I've ever seen. But not, and you know, like some people go, oh, it's nice. Like some, I think, you know, girls say quite a lot, oh, I like a guy who's got like big hands. Makes you feel safe. Your hands are too big.
You said shaking hands with me is like shaking hands with someone wearing a baseball mitt.
Yeah, that's what it's like. They're not nice to shake hands with.
No,
I've got quite a delicate hand, I think.
Yeah, but the surface area of your palm is actually quite large.
Yeah.
And in relation to you, again, freaky hands. I would
really?
Say I've got the most normal hands
no,
here.
No.
What do you mean?
No way.
By far the most
they're
normal
so
hands.
Thick, man. They're bare. Look how callousy they are too.
Yeah, just because of training.
That middle finger's doing a U-turn, bro.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's literally,
you can't say I've got the most normal
It's pointing
hands.
Over there.
Okay, let me tell you what happened. One time, around Christmas, actually, mine and Ash's mum, the mummager, she manages diversity, and she was on a very important call. And I thought it would be funny to just start causing mischief and running about and acting stupid. And there was another one of the diversity boys at the time who was also on the phone as well. And I thought, oh, this would be funny. Oh. I'll pick up a mini Christmas tree. And while he's trying to talk, I'll start smacking him in the head. So he was on the phone and I was hitting my mum with it. And she was like, oh, why are you laughing? And I ran up to him and tried to hit him in the head with it. And anyway, he turned round, face of fury. And as I tried to run off, he went to boot me as hard as he could in my arse. And I put my hand in front of my arse to protect it.
Yeah.
And he snapped my middle finger. Kicked me in the finger and broke it.
I thought I broke that finger.
No, you broke both my thumbs.
Oh,
you
okay.
You broke both my thumbs. Street Dance 3D, great film. Well, actually, it's not a great film at all. Actually, it's a film, but we was in it.
Yeah, and, Ash made his acting debut.
You did, with the guy from Blue Peter.
What was my character's name?
Aaron.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What are you seeing, Carly?
Yeah.
What's your line?
What are you seeing, Carly?
And he was at like a festival.
Yep, eating jerk chicken.
Jerk chicken with gloves on.
With gloves on.
And when we say gloves, they were bright purple motocross gloves.
Yeah.
So part of our costume. Picture the scene. The main character, this girl called Carly, goes to a festival, or pretty sure it's meant to be Street Dance 3D
like
version of Carnival.
Yeah.
And she's there, and she hears, you're at Carly. And she's there all dressed up like you would be to go Carny and stuff, and turns around, and Ash is there in a full 2009 diversity costume, which is massive tracksuit bottoms, purple trainers, a big weird sort of almost like tail coat with a backwards hat, also purple, and purple motocross gloves, which he's then eating jerk chicken whilst wearing, like he's just walking around in the carnival like that.
And a friend who doesn't speak.
And he's the dude from Blue Peter. No?
Yeah.
It's a very weird
Can't
situation.
His name. You know, it's funny, recently I keep speaking about how much I want to work on a movie in some kind of capacity, and I'm like, oh, I'd just love to do that. I'm like, technically, we've done it. We've been on a film set.
Yeah.
I forget about
it. But anyway, back to the main thing of that story. There was a scene where Ash, and funnily enough, the guy who did kick and broke my finger, Ash and him had to throw Perry from the front to the back of stage. And for this shot, you had to really launch him.
Yeah.
But what sometimes would happen is when they threw him.
I was just trying to get it on more.
I'm in the middle of talking.
Sorry.
He was bored, I think.
No, I was just trying to.
He was bored. We're just trying to put our gloves on because we're going to hold the fish that's going to slap you in the face.
Okay. Should I finish the Street
Dance? Yeah, you finish. Yeah, no, it was actually interesting. Go on.
And we'll get the fish out while you do the story.
Yeah. Like we are paying attention. We're just not. Yeah, you might not look it. That's all. Go on, you finish.
Where would you hold it?
So they threw Perry to the back of stage.
Hold it full.
I was going to hold it so it's like a.
And when they.
No, because it's just a slap.
Okay. Perry broke my thumbs when I tried to catch him. Okay, should we just get on with the fish slap then?
Yes.
Yeah, we want to just get to the fish slap.
What the hell is that? I was expecting a whole dry
fish. Yeah, so was
fish.
I, but actually...
No way.
That is, smell it.
No way.
Wait, that is fish.
Can I get another cover for my legs? Can I have some of that tissue? I'm covering my legs.
I'm going to go skin first.
Oh,
I want to get skin first.
I'm going to dangle.
Wait. Let me lean forward.
Wait, Ash, you can stand up.
Wait, hang on. Let me lean forward.
What is it? Sea bass? Is it sea bass?
Mmm.
Right. Should we stand behind Jord?
Yeah.
So, Jord, you sit in my chair.
Yeah, that's it. And then you sit in Pearl's chair.
Right.
And then we're going to go from behind. Come on.
Jord, you go behind.
Yeah, let me just cover my trousers.
Jord, sit in there.
Ash, fucking eat my arse, man. Give me a second, bro.
Excuse me.
Sorry, that was...
It's an unnecessary offer.
Right, it's not an
Smell
offer.
Smell that.
Oh. Yeah, go away.
Please never say that again.
I won't. Don't worry. I don't know what I said.
Oh, that smells. That smells really nice.
Yeah, that's what I shouted, "Eat my ass!"
So why are you sitting up there? We're slapping you here.
George sits in the middle.
You stop talking to me like I'm a fucking Labrador. I'm like, sit, heel, move. Like,
George,
let me get some more tissue.
Now, let's all be sensible. It's one hit each.
Hell, you go first.
No, no, just no, go at the same time. Stop flicking it on
also,
me.
Also, that's my chair. I don't want my chair to be that fishy.
Sorry. Yeah, good. Like, I can see all the juice all over it already.
No, you go first, because I've got a technique I want to do.
Right, who's going?
I'll go first. Yeah.
Guys.
No, you don't know who's going to be. My mouth was open.
Right, that was in my eyes. Now I can't see. Guys, I could get tapeworm. What if I get worm? You can't do that with raw fish. You get worms. I've looked at it. What is that? Is that sea bass?
Right, all done, George.
That went in my mouth. What do you think?
The fish.
Yes. The Ash waited till I was half talking before he slapped it down in what I wasn't expecting to be a horizontal, like in a vertical line.
You went for like a cream pie, didn't you?
Yeah, I went for like a sort of like extended Mohican.
Yeah. What?
Didn't think we'd use the term cream pie.
Well, it's a normal thing to use. Only you would change it.
Okay, stop. The term cream pie.
Cream pie.
Stop. Is used more common, in your opinion, is used more commonly in like the 1950s clown way than in the...
What?
Sexual sense.
What's that?
Don't do this to me.
I'm actually... No, I'm not even joking. I'm not even trying to play a joke. I actually don't know what you're talking about.
Neither do I. So, should we do the oath?
No. What are you talking about?
I'd like you to tell us.
I'm obviously not going to elaborate on our podcast about...
Well, it's educational.
is it bad?
Google it. No, okay. It's not bad.
Can you Google it?
I wouldn't use the Wi-Fi in this building to Google cream pie sex. I really wouldn't Google that if I was you here.
Okay.
Right. I mean, you can, but...
Yeah.
Let me Google it.
We're actually waiting while Ash
Googles that. And what's it saying? Let's see what results you yield.
I think if you also...
Yeah!
Yeah, man, that's exactly what I picture. That is exactly...
Bro, what did you Google?
Cream pie.
Cream pie. Yeah, okay, let's leave it at that then.
Fine. I'm actually baffed.
Yeah, so, yeah. I stand corrected.
Okay.
A 1950s clown cream pie is what we all imagine when you say cream pie.
Shall we oath?
Let's oath it up!
And a nice quick one, please.
Yeah.
I think our tone...
Oh, you found the actual cream pie? Yeah, make it like a Cinnabon, mate.
Ash.
Let me see.
No,
turn it around. Let me just double check.
I don't want this.
Let me double check.
I don't want
this. No, you showed him.
No, bro.
You showed him.
I don't want that on my search history, bro.
No, well, it's already on there. So you showed him. Let me see if it's the same thing.
I just deleted it.
What the fuck?
You could have elaborated a little bit, bro, what that is.
Right, everyone knows what that is.
No, Joe, they clearly don't.
Leave you looking like a Cinnabon.
Okay, that was a step too far.
Was it?
That is, Joel, bro, that is wild.
That was a step.
Should I not have said that?
That's going to be edited out.
Okay. Should we do the oath?
Let's do the oath.
First of all, I swear to never say that again. That's just an extension.
I'm not even repeating it.
Is
it that bad?
That is...
Okay, whoa. Everyone's shaking their heads. All right, let's do the oath in nice and quick. Three, two...
Wait, I love you just sitting in this moment for a second.
This is awful. This is really,
like
really
a bad. Cinnabon.
Okay, don't keep saying it.
Yeah, no, that's awful.
That is awful.
Three, two, one.
We swear on Perry's life.
Are we doing it quick or not?
Well, we've just done three different tempos there.
Okay, quick. Three, two, one.
We swear on Perry's life. Don't look at me like I got it wrong.
You didn't say with complete honesty.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't as well. Yes, I did.
Right, come on, let's do this properly.
Three,
ready?
Two, one.
We swear on Perry's life that we shall answer every would you rather question, even when it questions our morals or sanity. Yes. You know you forgot it the first time.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
Oh.
Guess what? It's the 5th of December. Christmas month is here.
Yes. Do you feel it in your
fingers? I feel it in my toes.
Yes, I do. I love Christmas that much.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. Would have been brilliant if Christmas would have landed on a Friday, though. Shame it's on a Thursday.
Why?
Why?
No, I just prefer it on a Friday. It feels like Friday, it feels like the best day of the week at any point, I think.
Mm.
Do you not think Friday feels like the best day of the week? Of course it does. And then you've got that Christmas on
there. Yeah, maybe. Oh,
that means Boxing Day's on.
Boxing Day's the day after Christmas this year.
What?
This year, Boxing Day's after Christmas.
Shut up. Boxing Day's Friday. But anyway, Christmas month is here.
Yeah.
All right. This is official now.
Yeah.
Are everyone's decorations up?
Yes.
Hands up, please.
Yeah,
yes,
we discussed this.
No,
yes.
Just double check in. Everyone's locked in. Brolos, that applies to you as well.
If they're not, sort your life out.
Yeah, if they're not, I think you're potentially banned from Christmas.
Yeah.
Less than 3 weeks to go and you haven't sorted your Christmas life out yet.
I think that's death penalty worthy.
Okay, strong. Shopping going well for everyone?
No, we don't shop. We also, you know me, we've not shopped.
Okay, still not. Still unprepared. Shopping later. Not a problem. Not a problem. We start Panto tomorrow.
That is our Christmas indicator, I think. When we're in Panto, it's like
Panto.
Christmas has begun. You know, we've done that for how many years now?
Not far off a decade now.
It's 20.
Is it?
8 years maybe? We've done, years,
the first one was 2017.
Whoa.
At the London Palladium.
That's a good one to start with, by the way. The London Palladium.
24, 25. This is our ninth year.
It's our ninth year.
And we had that odd one in 2020 when we half started that back at the London Palladium. We started the Panto. We got about three shows in. And remember, they did the second lockdown in that December of 2020.
Yeah.
Because we got let out of lockdown, November sort of time, put us back in.
Mm.
So the show got cancelled after like 3 days.
Yeah, we didn't really do a run.
We didn't do a run. So we technically started it, but yeah, this will be our ninth year.
One.
I was going to say I liked that year because then you kind of got a Christmas period for once, but at the same time, it was like lockdown.
Crazy.
So you couldn't start seeing people either.
It is weird that for nearly a decade now, for a lot of our adulthood, we haven't actually
had a Christmas period.
At home with the kid. Like you get Christmas Day, but then you're aware that you've got to travel back to wherever the show is for Boxing Day because you do shows on. It's basically every day apart from New Year's Day and Christmas Day, isn't it?
Well, when you're in and Panto. Also, two shows a day.
Sometimes three on a couple
Sometimes
of them.
Sometimes three.
It's a lot, man.
You know, Panto for people, like before we did them, you guys, well, I know you didn't, Joel. You didn't go to one yearly, did you, Pearl?
Not yearly, no. I'd watched one when I was like growing up. Like, I think I went with school and stuff.
Okay. I went only ever once. I think it was in like year six. I was really, really young. And my girlfriend at the time, her family invited me to go with them at the Cliffs Pavilion in Southend.
That's the first one I went to.
And I actually really enjoyed it. I think Panto's sick.
How would you describe it, though, to someone who's not like British and doesn't know what like pantomime is?
It is its own thing entirely, isn't it? I don't think you can describe it fully. It's a shambles, but just so good.
Yeah. I was quite shocked to find out it's only, but I think this is what it kind of encapsulates British humour. It's only really a big thing in the UK. And they've got it in other countries now because of expats and stuff, but only because of there's a lot of English people there, not because of, or British people there, not because of anything else.
It is like wild, wacky humour, like classic stories done in sort of like a pantomime way.
But proper British humour, though, isn't it?
It is. Like,
obviously, that's obviously why it doesn't quite.
And I don't know any others, obviously, apart from the ones that we do. But they are hilarious.
They're
really funny.
They're so good, and they're the only shows that we always say because when we go on tour and stuff, it's a much more serious show. And there parts, of course, but when you do a Panto, obviously we take it serious, but it's the only show you do that if you mess up, you laugh along with the crowd.
It's good. And I like the fact it's almost like two shows in one, in the sense that, okay, so you've got obviously all the adults there who are there, and then you've got all the kids. Like you said, you have like school trips come. There's a layer of the show that just goes over those kids' heads.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just jam-packed full of innuendo, stuff that you just shouldn't say. Saying things that sound like they're swearing, but they're not. All that kind of stuff. It just goes over kids' heads.
I hate those shows.
What, the just the kid, the school ones?
Just the kids, man.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Why?
They're the loudest shows in the run.
Yeah, annoyingly loud.
They're great.
Yeah, mate, you two keep the image alive, you little shits. I think it is. It's because it goes over there. That's what's amazing about Panto, right? You can watch it as a kid and it's hilarious and you laugh at like the farts that go off.
But
it's all the like adult innuendos that get. So they end up like laughing at random moments. Do you know what I mean? I'll do like a big crazy flip.
And it'll that's it.
Yeah, it's true. But then sometimes I want a reaction to something else has happened. Yeah. And they give me nothing.
That was good.
Do you remember we had the tongue twister, Pell, in the last...
Yes. Well, you were injured. You didn't do the last one.
No, I had to have surgery again.
Yeah, again.
I thought you'd do it on purpose now.
Yeah, what is that? Like my sixth surgery, I think. I've had quite a lot of injuries. I think that's like the sixth one.
But we took your lines.
Yeah, we had extra lines. We had a tongue twister in the last one. I mean, listen, I couldn't remember it at the time, let alone remember it now.
I don't know the subject. I don't...
It was crossing hissing pit of snakes.
Yes.
And you...
Yes.
Yeah, you have to just end up saying about 100 words. Do you know what, though? That's the thing. Panto is actually quite a skill, you know, difficult. There's, like, memory stuff, tongue twister stuff. You're running up and down. We got to do a set.
Yeah,
there's actually quite. There's songs, we've got to sing in it. There's not. It's like actually nuts.
And I think we've. It's also. It's really also. Difficult. It's snowboard.
No, it is.
No, it's just when we set like that. You said
no, it is. No, no, that's
no.
Demanding.
No, it's a difficult that's show. It's quite in our realm of what we do. It's a difficult show. 100%.
Yeah, I think it's just also snowballed from where we started. We'd come on and dance, and then we'd leave. There might be a line.
Yeah, like
or
a speciality act. Yeah,
now
yeah.
we, like you just said there. Yeah, yeah. We do it.
Love
all,
it.
I personally,
yeah.
I think I prefer doing a show like that than just doing a little part.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, I missed last year's because, like I said, because of the surgery. But the last one I was in was with, it was Snow White.
Mm.
Yeah, Snow White and the Magnificent Seven.
Yeah.
And there was Brian who played Sleepy.
We were quite good pals, me and Brian.
He really liked Pell.
Yeah.
Really, really liked you. Probably shouldn't have been named Sleepy. Possibly could have been named Farty, if that's if that is a
he'd
character.
He fart on stage all the time.
And go, oh, sorry. But not quietly. He'd walk past you and go, oh, sorry. And you'd be like, okay, we're on stage.
And it would stink. And you know when you're gasping for air on stage?
You're out of breath.
When you're out of breath.
That annoys you, don't it?
What, if someone farts on stage? Yeah.
Well, if someone farts in my mouth while I'm trying to breathe,
I need every bit of oxygen I could possibly get. And if I'm breathing in someone's shit particles, that's not something I can be dealing with.
Hell is such an aggy performer. Like, because to be fair...
Do you know, let me have this moment. You are the aggiest performer. So,
yeah.
I know.
I am, actually. I'll take credit.
Like, he'll run backstage and someone's in the way, yeah? It could be, I'm talking literally someone's mum, right? And he goes, move!
No, yeah. I don't say move.
No, you just push him.
Oh, yeah, you just push. Sorry.
Because, I know it sounds funny, the shows sometimes are so hard.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't... And it sounds so... This sounds, I'm being a dick here, but like, I haven't got any extra energy. I know it sounds funny to even walk around you.
Right, you're just trying
I've just got to move. And I think I get annoyed when we're like halfway through a run. And at this point, everyone knows
where you should be.
Where I'm, Where I'm traveling at that point. But yeah, I can get a bit aggy.
Backstage etiquette, right? So like, if you're like, let's say you're waiting, you're not on till scene four and we're on scene two. And you know Pell scene three is like, he's going to basically come off and throw up.
Mm.
Just don't be in his way.
It's not just about being in the way, because you could be doing something helpful. You're trying to move a costume or you're trying to set up a prop. It's when someone's like chilling on their phone and they've got like their box from catering and eating in the middle going, yeah, you know what I mean? It's just like, and you're like, get out the way, please.
Yeah.
Like, I understand.
Yeah, I understand.
If I get off stage and I'm puffing, I see Jordan Sam making jokes because they've got all the breath in the world. I want to.
Yeah, a lot
I could
of time.
Commit murder.
Yeah, there's times when Pell has been on one knee. I think he had actually vomited and me and Sam were going, and it was just funny for us. But it's how we get through the show. So it's just another sacrifice from you, bud. And we appreciate it.
Me and... you know, me and Jenny, Sam and Mitch's mum, laugh about this all the time. There was one time I think it might have even been a London Palladium, like really sort of important show. And I don't know why it made my blood boil, right? We'd agreed to meet on the left. I had a quick change.
Mm-hmm.
I finished. I had like 20 seconds to get changed to go back on to give like the final speech. It was a big moment in the show. I ran off left.
She's on right.
Jenny's on the right. Now, I don't mind the mistake. I'm like, everyone makes mistakes. Do you know what got me? She walked up to me and she went, you donut.
I love Jenny. Oh, she's the best. Right.
She went, you got off the left, you donut. And I went, Jenny, we agreed to meet on the left. And she went, hello, you donut.
You donut. At least it's always too nice. You should hear the way. Obviously, it's all of our mums who come on tour. Our mum's our manager. You've got Jenny, Sam and Mitch's mum who basically heads up wardrobe and everything. You've got Jasmine. You've got Pell's mum, Chris, who comes on tour. It's basically all of our mums make that tour work. So when is your own child with you? When I see Jenny with one of her sons, it's the funniest thing. Because she'll go to you, oh, you donut. Whereas if it's Mitch, she'll be like, well, get your trousers on your dick.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it, man.
I love it.
Mum's on tour.
Mum's on tour is the best.
Do you know what I realised when we, that Panto run, we said that it closed down for that second lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Obviously, we'd done three shows. And we of course, all had to, what did you call it when you used to... Be a household. Was your household?
A bubble.
Bubbles, whatever bubble. Term they use.
But you know that happened twice in a row.
What?
So we had that one at the Palladium.
Mm.
They shut down the show. Everybody went home and you had to just stay in your own house. Then in 2021 in Milton Keynes, which I'm pretty sure is the year when you tried to do your Christmas wrapping at John Lewis, everyone, it wasn't even about being in bubbles or not. You could be about, but all of diversity, apart from me, you and Ash, got COVID.
Yes.
And then because they had COVID, it was in a real self-isolating thing. Everybody then just had to stay in the apartments that we all had. So a lot of people couldn't even go home for Christmas. Look, you had to stay in an apartment at the end, I swear.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you did, no. Mitch did, like one of the other diversity boys, and everyone just ended up standing around spending Christmas on their
own. What was mad about that year is that we started with a group of like 14, and then one by one, as COVID was getting around the cast, we were trying to just end the run at least with enough of us intact to do a show. But what are the odds? It ended, what, the last 3 or 4 days of that run were literally us three.
That's it.
We lost the entire group. And then somehow we didn't get it. And then it ended. And then I got it.
I'll get it as well.
Did you get it, Pearl?
No.
You never...
To this day, I've obviously had it and not known.
They should study
you,
bro. To this
day, I've never had.
Yeah, but you say he's the cure.
No, you're the cure, bro. They should study you. You're
like that little bald kid from X-Men.
Yeah, the one who takes away people's powers.
Yeah.
Or, what is it? Ellie from.
Yeah. Last of Us,
yeah.
Yeah, that's me.
Never seen it.
Never seen it.
We probably just spoiled it for anyone who's not watched it either.
Oh, spoiler. Sorry.
That sounds like a big plot.
Yeah, it probably is.
It is the plot, really. Yeah.
But the bubbling up scenario is, those days were just mental.
Oh, bubbling crazy.
Yeah. Crazy. That's what I was actually going to say. When the first lockdown happened, when we was in that panto, it happened on our last show day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bearing in mind, we're already in a bubble. Mm-hmm. It landed on my birthday as well. And I was just like, oh, let's go have a bang. And everyone come back to the apartment. Everyone there. Everyone come back to the apartment. But the next day, because there was pictures posted, we was all over the news. People like, they're breaking the rules, blah, blah, blah. I remember thinking,
oh my gosh,
we've been bubbled up for a show.
That was the point,
We were together.
Yes, in the show.
Times, man.
And people, and too right at the time, with the narrative and everything that was out there, and even now, like, when you don't know, and it was talking about health, and these are the rules, and we're trying to follow them the best we can to prevent this and prevent that, I get it from an outside perspective, not knowing about the rules of bubbling up, and that we was actually allowed to be with each other because of this show. It just looked like we all just got together and just threw a party. And we got a coin for that.
Well, that was flipping Boris Johnson, wasn't it? Got together and threw a party.
Legit.
But imagine like people being like losing loved ones, you know, people being in hospital, being locked up, people's mental health went flipping down the drain. So I get why people had an emotional response to us, like
100%,
because it obviously they didn't know that we were obviously together as a group.
Context is everything, isn't it? Yeah, of course.
And it mad that revisiting that there are people giving us the rules who are linking up for a little rave.
Yeah, it's true.
It's actually mental, isn't it?
I also think that I don't think people would listen in the same way now, though.
Never.
No, like, so if they try.
You say that, I don't know.
I don't think that. Oh, personally, I wouldn't. I don't think I would.
Yeah, it depends what it was. Do you know what?
That's my point.
No, let's say the exact same scenario happens again. I think there was too many mess ups.
All right, but here's the difference, yeah? Last time round, we all knew, and this is where it kind of gets into that like, sort of realm of being selfish and listening to the rules and wanting what you want, because you're like, well, if you're kind of young and fit, you might get a bit ill, but you're all right.
Mm.
So you sort of listen to it. But imagine if, like, a virus came around that was, you know, 30, 40% mortality rate or something really dangerous. People would eat. You know, right now, people are like, oh, we don't believe, you know, there's loads of stuff people don't believe in, conspiracies and stuff. Yeah, imagine if it was like much more dangerous. I think
once the proof is there and people really know the severity, I think if one day you turn on the news and they say you're going to have to bubble up or lock down.
What, like COVID comes back again? Oh, I don't think people.
I just don't think they will. If anything, I'd do it just for an excuse to just go home.
Just go home. Just chill out. 9th year in Panto.
Yep.
That kind of signals real Christmas season for, and not just us, obviously we're on the performance side, but anyone going to see Panos and stuff like that. Do you know one thing that I think is interesting?
Mm-hmm.
And I've put money on the fact that if Perry had to make a bet, and you, what would Jordan hate? What would stress him out? Christmas music. Yeah. Hearing the same songs on shops, radio, pantomimes, when you're waiting in for, like, anywhere, it's just Christmas tune.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. For me, it's just like, it just sets the tone.
Depends how repetitive it is.
Well, I've got, like, we had, you know, like, with you, I don't know, maybe it's from when you were younger, but like with your partner, you two are like, oh, this is our song. Mine and my wife's song is Mistletoe, Justin Bieber.
Is it?
Yeah, love that song.
I thought it was the Love Actually song.
No, that's just me loving Sugar Babes.
Oh.
Yeah, Lost in You, Love Actually version, not the normal version, Dead News.
Weirdly, of all the things I don't know about you, I know that somehow.
I know
Mistletoe is a song.
Yeah, it's a real song.
Justin Bieber has the greatest Christmas album.
Hands down.
Fact.
Why not argue that?
No, don't even.
Yeah?
Fact.
Well, who are you going to argue?
I think a lot of people might argue Michael Bublé.
No, man.
No, man. Screw Michael Bublé.
That is not so, for me. That's not ready salted crisps. That's so bait. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, it's fine.
Justin Bieber has the best Christmas album ever. Fact.
Does he?
You can't dispute it.
Really?
Undisputed.
Best Christmas song.
Probably Mistletoe.
Mistletoe.
Or Chris Brown's Got This Christmas and that slaps too.
That is a... Yes.
I don't know that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
What is it?
This Christmas and then...
Right, stop. Why did you put the weird... Why are you putting your tongue...
You don't like a lisp on it.
Yeah, you're doing a lisp.
Yeah, Chris Brown's got that sort of slight...
Chris Brown does not have a lisp.
I don't know.
In the early music he does.
Chris Brown has a lisp?
Yeah.
Yes, he does, yeah. Because he does...
Excuse me, miss.
Yeah, excuse me, miss.
And he goes... He goes,
I gotta admit, did you grab my attention?
Right, Perry.
He does, doesn't he? Listen back to it. Chris Brown has a lisp.
You can't play it.
I know, just for us though.
It is not that extreme.
Jude, you grab my attention, you're making me want to see ya. He does.
I don't know. Right, well, it's not Chris, is it?
No.
Say Chris Brown.
I'll flip the script.
Go.
Okay.
Worst Christmas song. And I think worse because it freaks me the hell out.
Silent Night?
No.
Oh, yeah.
That's a banger.
No.
I don't know what that was. Sorry, no, Mike.
It's the one where the little boy is holding the hands of the snowman. Do you want to...
Oh, that's another banger.
No.
A banger, would you? I mean, like, it's a good song, but bangers,
isn't
it?
That's awful, man.
So it's like fucking Joel Corey, isn't it?
If you gave that a good drum pattern...
And that's what I hate too. People go, oh, let me revamp a Christmas song. Yeah. They put a drum pattern on
imagine
it.
Imagine that song walking the edge just goes...
What, we're about to battle in an underground hip-hop club? What the hell is that?
Just imagine that song has a...
Okay, you realise that you're doing the pattern and then just singing and then the pattern. You're not remixing anything.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
There's no skill where you're like layering it up. Okay. It's one for one.
I reckon I can do that, you know.
Okay.
I recommend
you don't.
Nah.
Yeah, I think
all right, ready? You're waiting for it though.
No, we're not. We're waiting to carry on, but you're just
okay, cool.
You done?
Wait, what other songs are there that are bad?
Okay, no, I've got a question I want to ask you. Would you only ever be able to pick one Christmas song? Yeah, that you hear for the rest of your life. Not like it's constant, but like for every Christmas, that's the only song you hear. Yeah. Or you have your normal range of Christmas songs, but they've all been remixed with Ash's drum beat or so basically. Ash, I know you genuinely try to beatbox then. And I honestly I think that's one of the most embarrassing things I've ever seen.
Wait, I could do this.
Oh, you kicked me in the foot.
Okay, so what are you picking? Basically, every Christmas song ruined, or you can only hear one for the rest of your
mistletoe.
Life. Mistletoe. Same. I'm just picking Mistletoe. Classic Mistletoe.
Mariah Carey.
Do you understand the question? Do you understand what I said? Do you understand the question? You can only have one song.
Or Mariah Carey.
Oh, okay. So you're picking no drum beat. Fine. I'm just going to pick Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Okay. What one from her?
The classic.
All I Want for Christmas.
Yeah. It took you a little while to remember. Yeah. I saw that.
Because I kept thinking about the one with Busta Rhymes.
How is that Christmassy?
No, it's not. No, that one's not Christmassy, but I kept thinking about, you know.
You just want a random Mariah Carey.
No, you know when it goes, baby, if you give it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Just so you know, like we was discussing Christmas songs.
We were just nowhere near that territory.
Yeah. Like nobody was asking you about. No,
it's a banger. That's a banger though.
Yeah, it's a good tune. Do you want to try and add a drum beat to that? Or?
Baby, if you give it to me. Okay, I've got, this is up. I feel really uncomfortable.
Yeah,
actually.
At least I'll beatbox anytime.
No, thanks.
Yeah, we're fine with that.
Would you rather get rid of all Christmas music or all Christmas films?
Oh, really good. I thought my would you rather was okay, but let's head on with a better one.
No. Wait.
Yeah.
Let's go.
George, you can fuck off. Why don't you try?
Let's go with that.
Yeah.
Because that's much better.
Yeah, thank you. I feel my face was hot. I feel really embarrassed after that. So I just had to put a would you rather.
Shall beatbox? Shall beatbox you?
Please don't beatbox.
All right.
That's a difficult question, but I'm going to have to.
It's not.
Oh, get rid of Christmas music.
No.
Films.
But hang on, does it disappear out of the films? It can't disappear out of the films because that's the, one of the main parts of the film.
Okay, we'll allow it to be in the films.
Well, yeah, you get the best of both then. Just leave the film on repeat.
No, bro. That's crazy.
No, because
bro.
There'll be just like chat, there'll be dialogue.
What? How are you gonna get rid of Christmas? Well, you're gonna get rid of the Grinch, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
Die Hard. No. Still don't know why that's a Christmas film, actually, but.
No, neither do I. I haven't even watched it.
Me neither.
There's like six of them.
There's quite a lot. It's like Die Hard, Die Hard 1. No. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah, Die, yeah. Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Yeah, yeah, when he's crawling through the vent.
Yeah, that's one of them.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I've not got time.
Christmas films, bro, because Christmas music, you low-key don't even really think about it, but it is the soundtrack of Christmas. Like, everywhere you go, shops, radio, you're out and about, like, you just hear it, and it kind of becomes, like, subliminal. Films, I don't watch Christmas films.
No,
but you do. Again, no, I don't. They're in the background. When stuff's being cooked at home, people are opening presents.
But there's not enough attention paid to that.
Don't get me started on that, bro. Because you see that, they started making, like, I think it was Netflix that said they started making background series where the plots, you can like follow along if you're not watching.
They make them so that you can be on your phone, don't they?
Yeah, what and the, still know what the story
and
is.
And still know what the story is.
I don't like that at all.
Nuts.
I don't like that at all.
I think if you should have a series like that, but have it marked as that. Like, still give me an in-depth series. Because they're just making everything like that now.
Yeah, which say, no pretensions.
Everything is being made like that, which is dead news.
Okay, but you're getting rid of films?
No, I'm getting rid of the music.
Oh, keeping music, the films. Getting rid of films, getting rid of films. Lovely. What a good Would You Rather from Perry Kiley.
Yeah, well done. Yeah, well done, Perry. I'll just go and leave. Should we interrogate you, Ashley Banjo?
Oh, yeah.
Should we do it Christmas themed?
All right, come on in. Would you rather spend Christmas Day in pyjamas or fully dressed? And you are going to be like your normal day, like you come around my house, family, friends. Fully dressed. Okay.
Would you rather be given a cheap and thoughtful present or an expensive present? You're not much thought put into it.
Cheap and thoughtful.
Okay.
So we're lying in the interrogations now. Would you rather listen to one Christmas song on repeat all December or have no Christmas music at all?
No Christmas music at all.
Ooh, would you rather wrap 100 presents or write 100 Christmas cards?
I would rather wrap 100 presents.
Would you rather have to sing a Christmas song solo in public or do a dramatic reading of a cheesy Christmas movie script?
Reading.
Okay. Oh. Let's talk about some of your answers.
Okay, come on in.
A cheesy movie Christmas script. We're talking 2 hours these days. That's a 2-hour script where you're playing every character.
Imagine if it's Love Actually.
Long film.
Bare characters.
You've got to be...
Yeah, still better than going into the middle of like Trafalgar Square and singing.
Yeah, but you could just, I think everyone would just back you.
And you do your beatboxing.
Yeah, you get that in there.
That's true. Yeah. This
Christmas. Ash, you don't, you're not beatboxing.
Sorry.
This is a weird answer. Wrap 100 presents.
Absolutely.
Why? Because, do you know what? I'm not a fan of wrapping presents.
No.
Not a fan.
I love seeing the pile after, all the presents there under the tree.
I can do the first five.
And then you're like, this is
five, maybe seven. And then after that, when they start getting weird shapes, no.
I've got a bit that will fit that part. And it's just long. No, it's not, I won't lie. I don't do any wrapping in my house.
Oh, I've got one of those sellotape presents. Things that goes over your hand. Imagine the tape sits on top of your hand like this, and it's got a little bit of Velcro around, so you can hold the thing down and
take the tape off.
Oh, that's good. It's brilliant.
Yeah, rather than you end up playing Twister trying to get the tape and stuff, didn't
Joe,
you?
Joe, I said that. I think it's because when you write a card, unless you're just writing, let's say you're writing 2 pl, Love Ash.
Yes, yeah, that'll be it.
Oh, I'm imagining like you're writing 2 pl, you write a quick thing, and then you write. When I write a card, I never just write to and from. I write something.
And this is why I say cards are pointless.
I've never had a Christmas card that has anything heartfelt in it.
Ever. Every Christmas card is to, love, done. And this is why I get annoyed about schools as well. That's something I'm like, look, to my kids, I'm like, if you really want to do it, we'll do it. But I remember in school, kids used to come in and hand out Christmas cards to all of us like in our class. Mm. And like, they would feel most like embarrassed to do it. It's like their parents made them do it.
Yeah,
it's like an extra bit of homework. I'm like, oh, no, I don't know one kid in my class when I was young who wanted to write the cards and dish them out. I definitely didn't. That's why I never did it.
Fair enough. In school, I hear you. You're just writing to and from.
You said rather a cheap and thoughtful gift?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree on that one, to be fair. I don't.
Why?
No, I don't.
Expensive, but no thought?
Yeah, it depends who it's... What, from like anyone or your significant other? Significant other, yes, thoughtful, because they're going to really know me. Anyone else, I'm like, give me an expensive gift.
And it could have been a car.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, we're talking crazy expensive. Someone, like a random stranger.
That's family, cheap and thoughtful?
Yeah, because they know me.
Oh, so like a lunchbox, if you said you wanted to do like food prep.
Good point.
If they hadn't just gifted another family member.
Oh, so it's conditional.
Yes. And I'm with no shame.
It can't be
a
re-gift.
You cannot buy Perry a Prada holder and buy me a fucking lunchbox.
Okay.
All right,
Let's just
call it what it is.
Yeah, okay. Okay, fine.
You did say you'd get rid of Christmas music rather than have one on repeat after the whole spiel about how you don't know, it's the ambiance of Christmas.
Imagine 6 weeks, say. with one song on repeat.
But if it's,
you'd go mental.
No, it's only when you're in, and it's only when you're in Christmas scenarios. If you're at a Christmas market, or if you're
I thought it meant in general.
No, you don't have psychosis. No. It's not like just suddenly buried in your head.
All right, so you get in the car, it's on.
Yeah.
You go into a shopping centre, it's on.
Yeah.
You walk into the house, it's on.
It's the most beautiful time of the year. Oh, Justin Bieber.
Something now, I'm in the clear.
Okay.
So you do kind of know it.
Well, he knows the rhythm, kind of.
This Christmas.
No, that's this Christmas.
Yeah.
By Chris Brown.
Different. All right. Once again, back at that one. Spend Christmas Day in pyjamas or fully dressed. You went for fully dressed.
Does it mean pyjamas is naked?
What?
I don't get the
pyjamas. Spend Christmas Day in pyjamas or fully dressed. What do you mean by fully dressed?
Like normal clothes.
Look, you've got your normal clothes on, or you're in like Christmas pyjamas. Where's naked come from?
It just fully dressed. Yeah, I hear it. Funny.
Mm.
And people, I don't wear pyjamas.
Agreed. People say I'm going to get undressed, don't they? And they put pyjamas on.
You wear pyjamas, but I don't.
No, I've recently, I'd quite enjoy like a pair of Tesco's pyjamas, yeah.
Really?
In bed, under the covers.
Yeah, well, you just eat completely naked.
No, I don't really like it flapping around, but I wear boxers.
It's the unnecessary detail, isn't it?
Yeah, you could have just said I wear boxers. I don't need to hear about your penis flapping around.
I was just trying to prove that it wasn't too small. but yeah, I'll boxer it up. Boxer it up.
No, I like pyjamas. Sometimes I wear boxers, but I like pyjama shorts. I wear pyjama shorts a lot, no boxers.
Yeah, but you wear the pyjama socks, pyjama shorts that where it's all flapping around anyway because they're so loose.
Yeah, but it's just free, isn't it?
That's what I don't like.
It's free, but you're covered, and it's just the best. It's the best feeling.
When it is free under there, how do you feel about if it is like just like resting on your thigh, loose?
I worry about you sometimes, man.
No, I'm being.
Do I just lift it and put it across my thigh?
No, I just find that like if you sleep naked, like I don't like the sensation. I like it just being tucked. Like I'm almost wearing like a jock strap. Do you know what I mean? Like,
because you have really tight pants.
No, I wear like, well, just like they're just normal boxers, but they're just a bit tighter. But like when you wear pajama shorts with nothing underneath, it's like you're naked anyway. And I just don't like the sensation of it like just being on your leg.
Maybe I'm sort of like just not speaking very highly of myself, but resting on your thigh.
Micro like, strikes again. Here it is.
Wait. Let's just talk about it for a second because.
Yeah, resting
like,
on your thigh.
Just like man to man, yeah? Like,
yeah.
Resting on your leg.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, just like.
Well, when you're sat straight or when you lay to the side?
Kind of both. Like, if it ever kind of like. I'm just talking about if you're staring in the night. If it ends up just not. Like, I don't know. I just think it feels uncomfortable to me personally.
I don't think I have that capability. I don't.
Just lay across his thigh.
Yeah, you guys.
No, it's not going all the way over the top. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, that's the way you're making it sound. Like, yeah, I've got a fucking Cumberland going around my legs. That's
what yeah, I mean, wow.
No.
Good for you.
Good for you, bro.
Good for you.
Well, you know, okay.
No, I'm happy for you.
The old nickname?
What?
I can elaborate. I will elaborate if you
no,
want.
No,
mind.
Shut up.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, he has got a nickname, hasn't he?
Yeah, he does.
So. Would you...
you've run out of questions, bud.
No, we've got a Brolo.
Yeah, but that's in red. It's for me to do, mister.
Trish.
No, that's not your nickname. Trish isn't your nickname.
Brolo Trish.
Have a guess what you think Perry's nickname is. You know it's penis-based, so...
And thigh-based.
Is it?
No.
Well, get your guesses in if you're curious. Let us know.
Yep.
On the socials, at Brothers Uncovered...
Yep. Think box of Pringles.
Yeah, or at Perry Kylie, or is it real Perry Kylie? I can't remember which one it is. What one is it? Have a guess about what his nickname is in the old trouser department.
Yep.
So don't be embarrassed about it.
Yeah.
We got a Christmas Would You Rather from Trish, our Brolo. Would you rather your Christmas dinner has no gravy or 80% of the plate is gravy? This is really, really good because this is the reality a lot of people are facing Christmas.
You know me, I don't like Christmas dinner, do I? So
it's just such a... Honestly, it infuriates me.
I really don't see the hype. I could have.
Which one are you going for then?
I'm gonna go for gravy. I'm gonna go 80% gravy.
Yep.
Because I just think Christmas dinner is the blandest, driest meal you could ever have.
But you feel like you need the gravy to get it down.
I soak everything up.
Okay.
Let it be a soup.
Gross.
Let it be a soup.
No. In my opinion. What are you going for?
80% gravy.
80% gravy.
But what I'm doing is getting a 10x plate. Putting a normal dinner on it, letting the plate be 80% gravy, but just focusing on my little section.
Okay. I mean, based on the mass, you could have just gone 5x and then you would have a normal.
That depends on your gravy ratio.
Well, no, we've got the ratio, haven't we? 80-20.
No, for so your, for your dinner. You said the plate. You said the plate's 80% gravy.
Well, not what, the plate's made of gravy?
Yeah, not 80% made of gravy. You haven't got a gelatinous plate. Just that's kind of...
Oh, what? You shut your head, sir. Gelatin.
Don't you get
it. Right, that was a three-way handshake. It was unnecessary and spiteful.
Because I thought your fingers would dig into my palm as I tried to shake his hand. Yeah, you didn't need to.
Gelatinous. What a great word.
Gelatinous plate.
Sounds like a hero from like Vikings or something.
Yeah, it does.
Gelatinous. it does. I disagree, but it really does.
It sounds like something George would call his next kid.
Okay, let's not mug off my children's names.
Cassius, Atreus, Gelatinous.
Yeah,
that's good,
sir. Well very done. Well done.
And you see, I didn't get involved in the handshake. See how nice that felt.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was
leave that there.
Hmm? It was better.
Okay, yeah, true. I probably would call my next kid Gelatinous.
Yep.
Yeah. Now I'm having a vasectomy. Well, not having, had a vasectomy. I can't have any more kids. Doesn't matter. But you know, there was a debate between what to call. Well, there was one name that I really wanted.
Can we guess?
Go.
Can you give us the first letter? Is this a boy's name?
It's a boy's name. I wanted it for either one of the boys.
And what did it begin with?
K.
Oh.
Don't you know?
I know it was.
Go on.
Kieran.
It was not Kieran. Oh. No, it wasn't. If you do know, don't say it. I was not planning to call my son Kieran.
Kieran Banjo.
No offence to any Kieran's out there, but Kieran Banjo doesn't exactly have a ring to it.
K.
I actually know exactly what it is.
He knows what it is, so don't say it out loud.
Christoph.
It was not Christoph, like from Frozen, actually. Christoph Banjo was not Clarabelle.
K.
Was it Kirsten?
Kirsten.
Like danced. No, it was not Kirsten.
I have no idea. I didn't know you had another name.
You know, you must have. You give the real one.
Call him with a K.
Not call him with a K.
No. It was Kal-El. Like Superman.
Yeah. We really wanted to use Kal-El.
Jude.
And I didn't.
Jude.
I didn't. But I was very close to saying
Kal-El. It's good
Kal-El.
You didn't.
Well, I did say Kal-El several times, and my wife was very much of, it's nice, but... But if it was up to me, Cassius would have been Kal-El and then Atreus would have been Kal-El.
Wait, say again?
So Cass would have been Kal-El.
Yeah.
And then she was like, no, let's go with Cassius.
So you was going
to
make
And then I wanted Trey. To use it again for Atreus.
Fine.
And then he ended up not being Kal-El either.
I think I prefer Gelatinous to Kal-El.
Really?
Yeah. I prefer it to Atreus.
Okay. But that is his name, so let's...
hypothetically.
He would Perry with an eye. Let's not be horrible about my son's name.
Gelatinous, what would it be?
No, I'm not being horrible about it. I'm saying gelatinous is cool.
It'd be Jelly for sure, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually quite a cool... Oh, Jelly. That's actually quite a cool name.
Jelly Banjo.
Yeah, but... Jelly Banjo!
Jelly Banjo.
Well, so what we decided, by the way, 80% gravy or...
Yeah, 80% gravy.
Giant plate, 80%. Yeah, I think you've done that. Very smart, giant plate, 80% gravy.
Thank you.
Completely agree. Thank you, Trish.
Thanks, Trish.
It is that time, I believe.
Say it.
Oh, Ashley Banjo's massive begin. Let's go.
Very nice.
I've already been slapped with a fish. I'd very much not to get caught.
Oh, so you're spinning.
I'm going to get straight into it.
Yeah.
No games.
Just 3, 2, 1, just bang it.
Right, hang on. No,
bang
no.
it.
Yeah, banging it in 3, 2, 1. Let's go.
Don't move it. Don't you shuffle your hand.
I'm not. Sorry.
Perry.
No, it's Jude.
Nice, Perry.
It bounced back. It was Pell, and then it moved a bit. I don't know.
What did it look like on the camera?
Me? Okay, I'll take it. It's no problem. No arguments, I'm trying to be positive. But if that lands on me again, I'll fucking...
it likes to give it out in twos, don't it?
It's this motion.
It just moves to the side and just squeezes it in, doesn't it? Right.
Yeah.
Ready?
Oh, go on. Choose, big boy.
Again, no need for the big boy.
Would you rather?
Oh, gosh.
What is it? What is it?
From Priya.
Yeah.
Do a 5-minute stand-up set on the podcast.
Yes! Yes! I've wanted this.
Or.
You have to choose that.
Or. You pray and I get an awful one, so I have to choose that. Or. Eat a tablespoon of wasabi.
Oh, God. Tablespoons. A lot. That's a lot.
I'm picking wasabi.
Yeah?
Are you really?
Yeah.
That's, Jordan, it's brutal, bro.
Is it that bad?
Yeah. Okay. Fantastic.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Why are you so happy? Whoa, is it that bad?
You just locked it in.
Yeah, all right, locked it in.
Jordan's going to be eating wasabi for his MBE.
Let's go.
Do you know what? Let's start the next episode with it again.
Yeah, let's start it.
I want you to be in conversation with that.
Yeah.
I don't want it just to end there. So join us next time. Joel's going to eat wasabi. It's going to be fantastic. Thanks for watching. Like, share, subscribe, show your nan.
Peace. Love you.
This was a Rayo Original Podcast.